to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and this is a very, very special Christmas message dated December 24th, 2016. By the time you receive this, it may be a few days later just because of the material that will be shared in this video, including pictures as well. Now, what I want to first start by saying is that there is an unstoppable defeat, and it is unfolding. And those that are defeated are having a very difficult time accepting this reality. They never thought this could take place. With that said, it is so important for everyone to understand that when something occurs on the planet, it is also occurring elsewhere. It is occurring on other planets and systems. It is occurring within the galactic realm. Remember that as above, so below. We are not singular. We are not solitary. So much of the amazing headlines and information that are coming out, keep that in mind as to the amount of impact that is going on in defeating and dismantling and destroying this dark agenda and this overlay and illusion that we have been literally looping in for such a long period of time, it seems. Now, one thing that really has taken me a while to wrap my brain around is something that occurs out there in the future. It literally took no more than a tenth of a second for it to impact here. So with that said, what we feel was so long ago is not necessarily that. But I have some incredible information to share with you today. I've been sitting on it for a long time, and it has now been compiled and basically run by Prime Creator, and all the beings of light that are in support of this material and getting the truth out to the public. Now, before I dive into one of the messages that I've received from Prime Creator, I would like to remind us also that whatever we are rejecting is only going to become more amplified, because there is an inevitability that this is happening and the truth is going to prevail. So do not forget that if you have some feelings, triggers, just discomfort from any of the information that's coming through, go ahead and ask yourself, can I trust this information? Can I trust this person? Does this person have a heart that is full of truth and honesty? Are they intending to be truthful and honest? And you are the master, and we are literally stepping into going within, not outside of ourselves, for answers. This is just the beginning, preliminary stages of really jumping out of our cribs. Really, literally, we're going to go exponentially from where we've been, where we've really had to have a lot of handholding, to becoming full-blown masters, depending on where we're going and what agreements we've made. So let's review 2016. I mean, this has just been an incredible year. And here in Southern California, what I've been really feeling is this deep, deep cleansing going on with Prime Creator and creation. We've had rain now for 3 or 4 days straight, and some of it's so intensely heavy with crazy windstorms. And we don't see this very often in Southern California. And in fact, I've been asking for rain because we are experiencing droughts most of the time. You also have, in other parts of the United States and the world, just very bizarre weather conditions and a blanketing of snow that is not letting up in certain locations. Do not forget that this is not necessarily always the operations of the dark. This is a necessity. It's like a release valve for the planet to adjust and assimilate to the same types of energies that we're adjusting and assimilating to. So we're going to have some kind of wacky weather conditions and some bizarre things and anomalies that we continue to run up against. So the first thing I want to bring up is Andrei Karlov. Now, Andrei Karlov was the Russian ambassador for Turkey, and he was assassinated just the other day. And that's really terrible. And at the flip side of that, what it has done is really motivated the Turkish government to stand in alliance with Russia and Iran to finally bring peace to the Middle East. And as we all know, it is literally the most incredible focal point thus far as resources, money, weaponry, troops, and the desire to control and literally plug these areas, stop the stargates from being used by the light, et cetera, et cetera. So this is kind of a silver lining for that event, and that's really big. Remember to always look to see what is the galactic objective of what's going on with the world stage at this point in time. You also have the liberation of Aleppo, Syria. This is huge news. Go back through history of liberations. It's, number one, a rare moment for us to even see any kind of coverage of something that is actually bringing down our own Kabbalistic, and I mean cabal, dark agenda, U.S. government, and all of those that are involved. And to see liberation in Aleppo is unbelievably positive news. It's also exposing so many of the horrific recounts of what it's been like to live within a terrorist-controlled environment. It's really, again, a catalyst to bring open, bring available, bring to the surface the truth of terrorism and who's really behind it. Because who better to know what's really been going on than the Syrians themselves? So again, we're gonna look at this and see the beauty that's gonna come through it eventually, if not now, in the way that we perceive it. You also have the mysterious downturn of Hillary's health. Now, many of us know that she is cloned all the time. I mean, I don't know how many clones she's been through. From what I've heard, the latest, these clones can only last about a full 24 hours because the light is just pummeling the ability for them to even maintain themselves. So you're seeing that. And if you really pay attention to Hillary, you're going to notice that from one piece of footage to the next, she never looks the same. Go back and look. She's very rarely looking exactly like the same person. Just check that out. You also have the temper tantrums from Hillary losing the presidential election. And we already know why, okay? You know, this is a faction that's not accustomed to losing, frankly. And they didn't see it coming. It was at the final midnight hour that some things were done behind the scenes to make absolutely positively sure that Trump got into office. And this was done through the light. Now, whatever position you hold about Donald Trump, his arrogance, his incredible high self-esteem, and his intelligence, and most of all, his unwillingness to back down in something he believes in, are all essential ingredients to be able to stand tall in entering the White House. Remember, we are going through a historical defeat here. They're not going to go away easily. They're not just going to go, oh yeah, just, you know, throw some handcuffs on me and I'll walk away gracefully. It's not going to happen. This is not the type of mentality or personality that these folks have. So someone such as Trump really was called for in this particular situation. He has made agreements. I have been told this. He has made agreements to make damn sure nobody is able to buy him off. And he is looking at his own cabinet, making sure that all of those that he selects are well-funded or, you know, self-entrepreneurial type folks who have plenty of money. Money is not going to buy them off in any way, shape, or form, and make sure that the job gets done. So all of these, you know, temper tantrums that you're reading about with Hillary, Podesta, the Clintons, whoever, okay, all of this is just an indication that they are realizing that they're losing and they're just not willing to let go. Remember that as well. She's also gone so far as to blame the Russian hackers for the loss of the presidential election. And she's even gone so far, as you know, to do a witch hunt and campaign this for the 200 blacklisted websites, which Galactic Connection happens to be part of, in spreading so-called fake news. I told somebody the other day that it's actually an honor that I made that list because it shows to me that the information that we share with the world is the real deal, especially when we're exposing who they truly are and what they've been involved in. Now, many of you know I have been hugely involved in many, many interviews about exposing child satanic ritual and pedophile rings. You know, I've stuck my neck out for a long time interviewing Kevin Annette and Tori Smith. And now this is all coming to light. And because of the intel that's been accumulated and collected, and some of that intel, very key pieces of intel, were, let's just say, collected through me and some of the missions that I have attained and accomplished, these were game changers. I saw it with my own two eyes. I was part of that. And it's important to understand how deep this goes. If you have not read up on Pizzagate, if you've not read up on these pedophile rings, they have entrenched every aspect of society, all the way down into the family unit, all the way into the schools, the orphanages, the churches, and of course now you're getting into the universities, the corporate America, the corporate world, and of course it's completely rampant in the government level of things. So it was something that had to be targeted first and foremost, because it truly is just the rotten seed in the apple. And now what are we seeing? We're seeing the Clintons and Bushes and many others they're scampering to remove themselves from the reality that this is becoming, hopefully in the future, mainstream news. But if not that, you can always tune in to an alternative news channel and find that this is very true. Lots of documentation, lots of emails, interviews, phone calls, all of this information is becoming available for us. And it is being done in a way with grace and ease. If we had been shown so much of the truth all at once, I think every one of us would have flipped out. And I can speak that from my own testimony. My very first dosage of truth came in a 4-day seminar. And I had so much information revealed to me that I literally couldn't get out of bed for 3 weeks. This is when I very first started on my path of very heavy truth seeking. So everything has been divinely timed, divinely orchestrated. We're now finally in the end game of this situation. What about the wave that's come over? Now, this wave that's hit the earth, they're trying to now say that it's some sort of HARP-based technological energetic wave. Couldn't be further from the truth. This wave definitely came from the suns and from Prime Creator. This wave is here to separate the wheat from the chaff. This wave is to increase our consciousness and our awareness, period. And it's beautiful, and it's a gift. There is no conspiracy in this wave. So embrace it and be grateful for it, because this is the way Prime Creator is communicating to us and through our hearts. There's also an amazing situation going on with the world stage government officials. I received a message the other day that they were all called up on the ships. All government leaders, all world leaders were called up on the ship, and they were actually shown a holographic image of the new Earth. And there wasn't one dry eye in that meeting. Think of the ramifications of that. There was not one dry eye in that meeting. But the world stage is really becoming even more interesting to me, because the separation is much clearer now, who's on which side. And that's going to continue to happen more and more and more. You see the Putin restraint from diving into a World War III situation, because they're constantly pushing the envelope with him through the Ukraine, through the Mideast situation, through Iran. They're constantly pushing the envelope to try to cause a trigger reaction from Russia. And Putin is just very gracefully making very sound decisions. We should all be thanking him for the prevention of a World War III. He's definitely one of the leading people involved in preventing that from happening. This is not to say that there aren't others that have played a very important role as well. Then we have the Soros-funded campaign behind closed doors of hiring college students and people all over the United States to create riots and demonstrations against Trump being elected as the president. If you are not looking at that and recognizing the desperation from the Clinton administration, and I call it administration, even though she's supposedly not in office and Obama is, you know, as well as I do, she pulls some serious strings behind closed doors. That is good news. It's also a distraction, and one in which, again, it's just making it very clear who's on which team, really. The other thing is Trump just made an announcement that he has selected the new Secretary of Defense, Rex Tillerson. And Rex Tillerson has already been coined as a friend of Russia by Putin himself. Now, he's also selecting others that are not so much in the, let's just put the light. And what I want to remind everyone is this is a classic strategy on the part of Trump to clean house in the future. And what better way than to keep your enemies close to your vest? So again, don't just knee-jerk respond to certain pieces of information and assume that it's all conspiratorial. The Allied forces and the like have got this down now. We have been very victorious. And no, not all the darkness has been removed from the planet, but it sure is close. We also have the face-off between Trump and the CIA, which we all know the CIA has been backing the United States government for some time. They are definitely one of their strong arms to continue the corruption that's been prevailing all over the world. So who better to be in a position to stand their ground up against such a notorious stronghold, such as the CIA and all the other affiliated factions? You also have Podesta, Obama, Clinton, Hillary, and a slew of other people that have all been implicated in this Pizzagate announcement. Keep your eyes on that. What you're also going to notice is that so many of the names that Tory Smith has released over the course of the last year are all coming out in the wash. You've also got very vicious propaganda that's being used by the Obama White House, as far as, and Hillary, in trying to create scenarios or at least present these military victories as theirs instead of ours. So keep your eye on that ball and recognize that this is just once again another desperate attempt on their part to try to present themselves in a light that is really not true. Okay, let's look at Standing Rock, just here locally in the United States. Huge, huge strides have been made there, especially with the fact that such a massive number of veterans physically left their homes and drove up to this location to provide a supportive presence around the American Indians. And I just think it's awesome. Now, I know they've been asked to leave and everything else, but the point is, this is really showing that everybody is doing their bit to bring all of this about. We also have a major lawsuit going down. There is a woman, and apparently there's a man too, but a former employee has now sued Google for internal spying programs. This is really big. It says here, the former employee says that internal policies and confidentiality agreements encourage Google employees to report colleagues who they suspect leaking information to the media. Well, while all of a sudden is this suit coming out, And why all of a sudden is there a need to really push that through various companies, corporations, especially such as Google? And that is because Hillary realizes that as badly as she wanted to shut down the alternative news media, it didn't happen. Now, I want to comment on this. Last year in November, as many of you know, my website was brought down from what I believe to be related to Langley, I think also the Israelis, the CIA. I mean, it was just definitely involved in that. And it was after an interview with Mike Harris. We exposed on that interview that the funding of ISIS had come from BP Petroleum as well as ExxonMobil. We'd also exposed a great deal of other information and details about who ISIS was and who was backing them. I had my site down for literally 5 days. It was very painful, and it took quite a bit of time to get it back up and running. But what I was told through that whole very stressful experience, absolutely no hesitation in comforting me and letting me know that this needed to happen now so that it could never happen again. And one of the things that I was told is that most of the alternative news sites are being supported and protected and also being provided with the so-called battery by the ships themselves. Now, I'm not really quite sure how all that works. I don't think I ever will. But what I can tell you is that mechanisms were created, energetic mechanisms, to make sure that the alternative news force, such as the 200 sites that are on that list, make sure that they can stay alive and continue to put out the truth. Now, you also have one of, I was just floored when I saw this news about the Syrian ambassador announcing intelligence officers, military officers, and other public officials who were actually contained at the time of the liberation of Aleppo, Syria. Now, key is, look at the countries that are involved in this. They were the United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Qatar, Jordan, and Morocco. There were 22 officers alone just from the United States, 16 from Britain, 21 from France, 7 from Israel, 62 from Turkey, and I don't have any numbers on Morocco. The key is, this is probably one of the most monumental military coup operations to contain and bring down the dark. Not only is this happening on this planet, but it's happening all over the galaxy. This is truly testimony of how much headway we've made. So keep your eye on that news. It's very important. The Russians have already, because of the situation and the liberation of Aleppo, they've already moved to full and immediate ceasefire. So you can see that all of this is interconnected with finally bringing peace at a time where I think just about every one of us is having difficulty even believing that that could be possible on this planet. Now, Russia is being stated as determined to bring all of these players to a table to try to gain more understanding and some more awareness as far as those that have been captured and what they can do to bring peace. Now, a lot of you are saying, why are we even going there? There's no sense into it. But what I want to remind you, and I've been told this directly from Ashtar, is many times those which we cannot reach here on the 3D level, they really like to gain additional intelligence information on the ships. And that is what's going to continue to go on. There is definitely a turning point also with President Tayyip Erdogan. I hope I said that correctly. And that's ever since he experienced the coup in July of 15th of this year, where they almost tried to take him out. And again, there's a silver lining because it motivated him to see things in a different way. And he is now aligning himself and working together with Russia, with Iran. And to have those three key powerful countries working together, something can finally be done without the interruption and the dissonance of the United States and all the other factions, the Israelis, etc., who really do not want peace. So this is really truly another outstanding move towards the light. He has strengthened his cooperation in really wanting to bring terrorism to an end. And this is a big deal because Turkey's been in the back pocket of the United States for a long period of time. So it does go to show you that these changes are starting to take place. You know, can we be guaranteed that Turkey is not working entirely with the United States? I don't know if I can say that. But what I can say to you is just start watching the strategy as this completely becomes uncreated, dismantled, destroyed. It's really fascinating to watch it. The other thing that's been really hot is all of the news around Antarctica. And I do agree that this is a distraction for the alternative media. From the standpoint, it's pulling away from the truth of Pizzagate and Trump making headway with the White House and all the amazing discoveries that are going on around the world with who's on what side. But with that said, it's also bringing to light and surfacing the fact that this continent has been known about for a very long time, and it's soft disclosure. So we are going to see more and more information coming out about the details of what's really truly down in that part of the globe, if you want to call it that. And it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. It's been around for a long time. Let's just put it that way. Now, one of the most fascinating and fantastic pieces of news that I want to share with you is the whole Antarctica piece of news. It initiated some messages for me to relay to you about escape routes. And Antarctica was deemed like one of the number one escape routes for the dark at this time. They had all kinds of plan B, C, Ds, and Fs, and Zs, okay, as far as if something were to occur, how they themselves could save their own hind ends and be able to get out of here. I want to tell you and assure you that all escape routes have been shut down. And all of those on Earth and all the beings on the planet, please be aware that any plans of destruction for the Earth and humanity has been shut down. Please, please, again, ask your guidance, not from a point of what you think you know or what transcripts you've read or what you've been taught. Go in your heart and ask, not through your mind. Do you feel that that is the truth? There are many that are extremely connected to Christ's lineage and the Prime Creator who have this knowingness. We know that we're good. We know that we don't need to buy a whole room full of water and rice and beans. And, you know, we know that we're in good hands. We've gotten through. And as I said to you in the last interview, we've tipped that turning point. So the more of us that receive that information and don't resist it, the better off it is for the entire planet, the sooner everything unfolds in the physical reality. So with that said, I really want to share this message with you from Prime Creator. It is historical, and I am honored frankly, to be able to deliver this information. I've been aware of it and have been waiting for the right moment. And I received a message as of yesterday morning that this is truly the time of the revelation, the revealing of some truths that perhaps many of you have never heard before. Again, I ask each and every one of you to go within. Don't go outside yourself and ask from your heart what feels right. Now, there may be some struggle and resistance because some of it just goes so against what you really thought was true. But this is going to continue to happen with us, folks. We're going to continue to be challenged to look at things in a different way, to see reality for what it truly is. So, here we go. I hope you're ready. I am here to give you an up-to-date message of what people are wondering as to what is transforming and transpiring with them, both spiritually and physically. There is so much happening to the physical shell, as well as the physical world at this time. I will keep it to a minimum so that all have some sort of understanding, without all the lengthy details. As many of you are aware, you are all going through the last phases of ascension physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And let's look at all of these parts individually. The physical structural changes that are occurring in the physical body are as follows. Your body structure that you currently have was made of a clay-based structure with a carbon-based structure combined with elements that will not be disclosed at this time. These structures include your essence, your peptides, the nucleus, subatomic elements, structures, atoms, and quantum entanglement with someone else's genetic makeup that was not pure and did not come from Prime Creator. I know that's really heavy. The original structure of the Prime Creator and that lineage is and was of a crystalline structure. I have created a new crystalline structure, never experienced before, that you will have and you are changing into. These imposter beings created a plane that then created quantum entanglement that was not made from love and therefore not made by the Prime Creator. These beings were all of a similar frequency and came from other sectors, convinced that they were the only beings who existed. There were 75 sectors and a creator for each and every one of these sectors. These beings concocted a plan to conquer, defeat, and destroy the Prime Creator of all things, and that the Prime Creator was, is, and will be. This was demonstrated through unspeakable acts done to the Prime Creator and his or her lineage. Firstly, the beings created the Big Bang, shattering the crystalline structure of the Prime Creator and the other beings that were nearby who were shattered as well. This act allowed them to manipulate and experiment on others that were not shattered. These beings then proceeded to pillage the Prime Creator's library of creation, the library of books of creation, and other assets of the Prime Creator, with the hope that they would someday be what the Prime Creator was, is, and will be. They hoped they would be and obtain all the Prime Creator's wisdom and knowledge, intelligence, abilities, attributes, and spiritual tools. These acts were then repeated on the Prime Creator's lineage with the intention of amassing all the benefits of Prime Creator's gifts strictly for themselves. They were driven to be the greatest rulers there ever was. What they did not understand is they may have destroyed the physical crystalline shell that housed Prime Creator's essence and Prime Creator's soul, but they never really destroyed Prime Creator or me or my lineage. Now, with the simplified explanation provided, I can now explain what you are transforming out of. I have created a brand new crystalline structure of a physical shell for those who are ascending to a higher vibration and will be physically transformed into. This will be done while releasing all the old structures that you were made of. There will be no recreating anything that was created prior to this ever again. So if you're being told to reactivate or recreate an old blueprint, please steer clear of these things. It is indicative of the imposters trying to trick you back into the looping system that we've been in all this time. Now, with this new information, I would like to bring something of greater importance to you, to your attention. You all must understand how badly you have been deceived. You have been told many times that all is the illusion and false information. Understand, you exist at the farthest point of these events, which took place, meaning you are the largest and most extreme amplification of those original events. Think of the original pinhole being projected out and away. The farther away you get from the hole, the larger the pinhole is. The next piece of information I need to explain is that everyone has their own books of creation. These books match your energy signature. So when someone else attempts to duplicate your touch and use your books, it creates another energy signature with quantum entanglement and then can be identified. This is because, once again, everyone and everything has its own unique energy signature. So hopefully with this clarification, you can now understand the repercussions of what occurred when my books were stolen from me. When these beings were using my books, they found my formulas encrypted and did not understand them. Due to this lack of understanding, they changed my original formulas when creating things. Because these were my books of creation, it appeared that what was created by these beings came from Prime Creator. And naturally, all felt that it was my responsibility to correct these miscreations. It was never my responsibility to save them from what they did and whom they did it to. Their plans had always worked with other beings in other sectors. And frankly, this is how they went from one sector to 75. They always use the same devices, the same patterns, the same plans, and the same repeating templates to create how to get what they wanted at no cost to themselves. Nor did they care what they did to achieve that. They were and are missing many genetic structures and a lack of intelligence, knowledge, and abilities. Everything they have ever created is miscalculated, distorted, and what we call imperfect and incorrect. They never look to review the future of what they have created or how these creations have affected anyone or anything. They just create a plane and then move on, disregarding what they do or what effects they have on all of life. Now, with this knowledge presented, I would suggest you stop participating in the following, because the energy that it creates and comes from is those same beings. I refer to them as the false gods that many follow religiously. These suggestions are as follows. Refrain from all things that are invocations, incantations, covenants, and ceremonial magic, which includes some sort of ceremonial religion. For example, the sign of the cross literally shatters your energy and gives your power away to another giving that service. Even a blessing is stronger than a curse. And this is only highlighting what these things do to you. When you participate in these sorts of things, you are giving up parts of yourself. Here is how. First, you are being bound, embodied, through righteousness, entitlement, ownership, and enslavement, giving up all the good things you've created to these beings and leaving you with breadcrumbs. Also, you are allowing and accepting it, which means you are giving permission to have this happen. Second, if this is done on Earth, you are also allowing, accepting, and giving permission for them to exchange whatever they desire for their services rendered. You actually receive all the karmic debt that they transferred onto you, and it is done in a manner of a repeating infinity symbol, meaning no exit point, or should I say, the debt can never be paid off. I want you to stop looking outside yourself for truth. It is within you and has always been there all along. You have your own team of you and your aspects of you. You can start by talking to your I am, who is a part of you. Start by saying the following: I am only working with my I am and my divine self and prime creator. I am only to receive all work and hear all information from the ones I have consciously chosen to work with. I am, please remove all impersonators, imposters, and shapeshifters who at this time I am unable to discern who the true being is by their energy signature. I am, please teach and show me how to discern a true energy signature of myself, my divine self, and prime creator, so I may stop being deceived. I am, please teach and show me how to discern true information from false information. I am, please bring me the prime creator's truth on all this information as mine is distorted. Thank you, it is done. You all need to understand that you are in class with me, the prime creator, every night. I am teaching you with full comprehension everything that is happening on Earth and off Earth at this time. You are never uninformed as to what is happening with you. You have the latest information each and every night as to all the work that's being done for you, humanity. This is why I'm telling you to go within to receive this information. You already have it. What I'm going to tell you is that this is a time to keep this information to yourself, as many of you are not able to discern who is around you that fell from grace. For example, there are only 125 of my direct lineage on the earth at this time. Thus, the proverbial needle in the haystack these beings are looking for. 80% of the population that is leaving are mostly beings that created this illusion, what is coined as the grand experiment. And this reference has been made because these beings do not understand what it means to create with accountability and taking full responsibility of what they've created. You may be surprised to hear that anything created with a triad and expands out from that triad connects to sacred geometry. They create a triad of three beings to create a force of energy. Everything they create is mechanical and forms a triangle. All triangles are being uncreated, and everything connected to them is being uncreated, dismantled in all sectors from all things with a consciousness. The triangle was a creation after their original V, which transverses energy from a beginning point through the being they are transversing energy to, and then to whatever they are creating. They also use binary code, vector codes, and algorithms to keep us bound, as well as conquer, defeat, and separate. Look up the definition of an algorithm and absorb its true meaning. This is a binding action which creates a force of energy that is not made from love. Love is free-flowing energy and never bound to and by any shape. Remember to let go of all you thought to believe to be truth and include all the identities of who you are and were or would have been. The identity keeps you separate from you, all of your aspects, and your soul. Time does not exist. Time and all of its wheels and all of its connections have now been uncreated. Time keeps you on the wheel of perpetual motion with no exit point once again. It keeps everything repeating in cycles of one millennia, which equals 25,000 years, repeating the same process from the beginning of this illusion with an infinity symbol. The question is, are you done playing this game of theirs yet? At this time, you may be experiencing with your mind and physical body a loss of time, a loss of thought, a sense that your surrounding seems the same but different. This is part of the quantum shift of releasing out of the old energy into a higher energy that is different. Again, there are amplified reactions and symptoms of flu, sinuses, chest congestion, sore throat, ear congestion and pain, and intestinal detoxing going on. It is up to the individual to be an active participant in releasing all that is being released from your physical body. Meaning, the more one resists, the longer and the more amplified these symptoms can be. You can say now, I am removing wherever I am is resisting these changes coming into and out of my body. Please remove them now from all aspects of myself. I am choosing grace and ease for this process. Thank you, it is done. All the events, repeating patterns, effects, and things described in this letter are in the process of being released in all sectors of Prime Creation. All original beings have been located, contained, and their aspects are being picked up and removed in all sectors. These beings will be and are being held accountable for what they have created. Finally, there is so much healing being sent to all things with a consciousness now. Please accept the work that has been done on your behalf. With love, Prime Creator, Sector of Creation. Wow. So I will be providing this in writing as well. It's important that you see it through my eyes, hear it through my words, and also read it and really sit with it. The best thing to do at this point is to really own up your own mastery. Understand that you have the capacity to see what is true and to see what is not true. The main thing here is releasing thought programs and beliefs that we think we know it. Things are changing drastically right now. All of us are being challenged to let go of what we thought was truth and be open to the beauty and the harmony and the truth that is revealing itself. I want to thank everyone for everything that you've done for me. You have allowed me to grow and blossom. You have supported Galactic Connection to become one of the most popular blogs for alternative news and information. You have supported my radio shows and helped me from becoming, you know, I was very, very nervous when I first started this. You've really assisted me in stepping into my own mastery. And I want to thank all of you for that. I'm growing up alongside all of you. And I'm here to do whatever I can to serve you and the planet in the most positive way possible. And I cannot think of a more honorable way to do it than to release this information from Prime Creator. I am so grateful to you and to all of creation. I wish you a wonderful holiday, a wonderful Christmas, or whatever it is that you're celebrating, knowing that we are on our way home. From my heart to yours, I love you. And these are tears of joy because it's been a long time coming. Take care and have an awesome end of the year. Take care.